Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Tainus Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis, on Beis, three lines from the bottom, Hechi Avdi. At the end of our previous Shi'ur, we had been discussing the schedule of the day when there was a Tainus. And our Gemara begins, Hechi Avdi, exactly what did they, how did they spend the day? Amar Bayi Mitzafra Apalgadi Yoyma, from the morning until Chatzos, Mayinin Bamila Damasa, they would examine what the city needs. They would see if there's any problem with people in the city taking money that doesn't belong to them. And as the Rambam goes on to explain, they would check how people in the city were behaving. And if there were individuals in town who were behaving inappropriately, those people would be dealt with. And the Rosh takes it even a step further. The Rosh says that if there were any disputes in town, that would be the time where they would bring shalom, they would bring peace to the people who lived in the town. Because he says that until such is taken care of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't listen to the tefillahs. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Gam kitar b'tfila einenu shemeya. Even if you'll daven and you'll fast, it won't help if you have these types of situations amongst you, lack of people not being honest, people not treating each other properly. Mekam ve'elech, river the yoma, the second half of the day, so one quarter of that part, Karina b'sifra, they would read from the Sefer Torah v'aftarta, and they would say Haftarah from the Navi, Mikam Ve'elech, the last quarter of the day, Bina Rachmei, that's when they were daven. Shenema, and the Gemara brings a pasuk that proves this. The pasuk speaks about in the Chemya, that when Klal Yisrael do tshuva from the Averis, V'yikuma al Amdam, V'yikaru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeyem, Rivis Hayoyim, a quarter of the day they read from the Sefer Torah, V'rivis, and a quarter of the day, Masvahdim, Mishtachim, Hashem, Al-Kayim, they said vidui, and they did tshuva. But ask the Gemara, Epechano, why are we saying that it took place in the order that we have been saying, that what happened in the first half of the day and what happened in the second half of the day? Ask the Gemara, maybe it was the other way around. Answers the Gemara, L'Salkadatach. It doesn't seem to be true to say that. The Ksiv, because the pasuk speaks about in Ezra, when he was fasting, because unfortunately there was rampant intermarriage in Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, V'lai Yosfu kol chored v'dvar al Klal Yisrael. They gathered around me all the people who were concerned. Me'al ha'goyla. V'ani yoshim m'shoyim ad l'minchas ha'erev. He says that the people who acted appropriately came to say vidui in the at end of the day. People, he says, at the last part of the day, that's when he davened. So we see that the davening took place at the last part of the day, and it must be that the examination of how they're behaving took place at the beginning of the day. Amrav from my papa. Amrav chizda kol shumishum evil. Any day that we're not washing ourselves, because Rachman Tzlan, someone is an Avelis, Kigoyin Tisha B'Av, like on Tisha B'Av, we're an Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, one may not wash himself because of Avelis. Osir, one may not wash himself, Bein B'Cham Bein Mitzonin, whether in warm water or cold water. V'kol Shu Mishum Tainig, any day with the iser to wash oneself is because it's a day when we're not allowed to have any enjoyment. Kigoyin tainus tzibur, for example, a tainus tzibur, b'cham and usr, on such a day one may not wash himself in warm water, b'tzayin mutter, but in cold water he may wash himself. Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven Afanan Nami Tanina, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven Afanan Nami Tanina, we also learned that this is the halacha, like Rav Chizda said, that the halacha is that on a tainus tzibur, one may not wash himself in warm water, but he may wash himself in cold water, because it says, "V'noyal in asamachatzos." When it speaks about the Mishnah, when it speaks about the Tainus Tzibur, it says, "V'noyal in asamachatzos," that we close up the bathhouses. And the Gemara is assuming now that when we say we're closing up the bathhouses, it means we're closing up the bathhouses that where they kept. They're closing up the bathhouses where they had hot water. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, why are you saying that our Mishnah is a proof that we only disallow on a Tainus Tzibur hot water? V'Bitzonin Aser, if maybe the halacha is that you're not allowed to wash oneself even in cold water. However, Sochin as Naharis Mibayle Lemisni, even if we're going to say that one may not wash himself in cold water, there's no way of closing up the rivers that one can't wash himself in. So it's not the fact that the Mishnah says noilinus and mechatzos is not a proof that you can't wash yourself in, that you may wash yourself in cold water. Because it could well be that it's usur to wash himself in cold water. The reason the Mishnah said noilinus and mechatzos, because there's no way to close up the cold water. Amr of Sheshit, Drev Deridi, and Abba, my father, Rav Idi Bar Oven, brought a raya that Rav Chisda is correct. This is what pushed him to say that Rav Chisda is right. Michti Tanan, Asa Rechitza. And if Rechitza meant that all type of Rechitza is Asr, so his question is, if all types of washing oneself, both in hot water and cold water, would be Asr, why did the Mishnah have to say, Noilas Machatzos? It should have just said, Asa Brachitza. Elav Shmamina. The reason the Mishnah added the words, Noilas Machatzos, is to teach us that Chamin, where they had hot water in the Machatzos, in the bathhouses, is Asr, but Sayin and Mutter. So Chizda is teaching us that there are a number of different halachas. Tishabov, which is a velus for all of Klal Yisrael, one can't even put anything into cold water. Avelis yochid, that means if a person, Rachman Tzlon, is by avelis, such an individual may not wash himself in hot water, and with cold water, he could wash part of Yod V'Raglav, and at time of Tzibur, you could wash your entire body, according to Rav Chisda, in cold water. The Gvuras Ari makes the point. Tisha B'Av is also even upon the Yad of Raglav, even in cold water. So our Gemara said, the Kol Shem Mushim Tainig could go in Tainat Tzibur, B'Chanim Osir, and B'Tzoynim Mutter. So says the Bach that the reason why we're more lenient by something but just because of Tainus, Tanug, because that entire Tainus, explains the Bach, is only with Rabbanon. And since that entire Tainus is only with Rabbanon, the Rabbanon could decide that in certain circumstances we're going to be lenient. But he says, certainly when we speak about Yom Kippur, which is Midaraisa, one has no right to be Mekel. And in fact, the Meraim Misada explains the reason on Yom Kippur were Machmer, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara Masech the Yuma teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'tava k'mayim b'kirboi u'kushemim b'matzmoysov, that washing oneself is comparable to drinking water. So just like one may not drink water, of course, on Tisha B'Av, one may not wash himself on Yom Kippur. But that, again, says the Meraim Misada, very similar to the Bach, is a din midaraisa, because Yom Kippur is a din daraisa. But when we speak about a Tainus Tzibur that we've been discussing in our Masechta, which is a Drabonon, the Drabonon have a right to say what is Mutter and what is Osir. The Pesach Tshuva makes a very important halachic point. He says that when we're speaking here about hot water, we're speaking not just about hot water. It means lukewarm water as well. He says nobody really washes themselves in very hot water. People wash themselves in lukewarm water. And therefore, he says that whenever we're going to be learning in our shir about hot water, chamin, it's not going to be necessarily hot water. It's going to be even lukewarm water is asur. Moreover, tells us Tosfos in the name of the Ravyo, that the Tanaisim that we have, Bezman Hazeh, we've learned a number of times in our Perek, Ein Tanis Tzibra B'Bovel, the El Tisha B'Bavad, that the only Tainus that's considered that has the halachic status of a Tainus Tzibur is Tisha B'Av. And that's why Tosfos, quoting the Ravya, says that we are allowed to take a shower or a bath in hot water on Shivas B'Tamiz and on Tzom Gedalia. The Rabbeinu Yoyel, a different Rishon, disagrees, and he says that in any established fast day, we may not take a shower or a bath in hot water. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, however, that one may take a bath or a shower in hot water on any of the Tanesim, but the Mishnah Brura indicates that this is in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Sif Vav. The Mishnah Brura says the Baal Nefesh Yachmim Behem. Says the Gemara. Lema. The Gemara goes back to what Rav Chisda began with. Lema Mesailei, that Rav Chisda said, one may not wash himself on Tisha B'Av even with cold water. Kol Chai V'Tfilas, somebody who's mechuyev to go to the mikveh, Toivim L'Kedarkon, may go to the mikveh, Be'im Tisha B'Av, Be'im Yom Kippur. And of course, it's very important to point out what Rashi teaches us. When the Gemara here is speaking about somebody going to the mikveh, that they have to go to the mikveh, and are they allowed to go on the mikveh on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, is talking in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, people went to the mikveh not just to be able to have relations with their wives, and neither went to the mikveh so she could be able to have relations with her husband. People went to the mikveh because there was a world of Tum and Tahara, and there's a concept of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. That as soon as one has the ability to go to the mikveh, he's obligated to be matar himself and go to the mikveh. However, bizman hazeh, that we don't have that concept. And moreover, in the bizman hazeh, even if one goes to the mikveh, the person will still be tameh. And moreover, as we just said, that the entire reason we go to the mikveh is that we should be able to have relations with our wives, and that the wives go to the mikveh so they should be able to have relations with the husband, and that can't take place on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur anyway. So this Gemara, this halacha doesn't apply bizman hazeh. But bizman chazal, where people went to the mikveh just in order that they should be tahor, and there's a concept of tefillah bizman a mitzvah, tahim kedarkim b'im b'tisha b'im yom kippurim. B'mai, ilayma, b'chamin, if we're going to say that they go to the mikveh in a hot mikveh, ask the Gemara, tefillah b'chamin mi'ika, there was no tefillah in a hot water. Because in order to warm up the water, you had to draw the water and boil it up. But that would make the water mayim shuvim. And mayim shuvim, you can't use for a mikveh. El alav b'tzoinen. And it must be that we're speaking about cold water. And what does the Braisa say? Chayv tefillahs. In only because this person is obligated to the mikveh, to go to the mikveh, were we lenient and let them go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But in a shachrina, loy. So we see that even cold water is not permitted on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, exactly the point that Rav Chisda began with. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana Bar Ketina, loy nitzcha el b'cham etferya. This is not a raya, because although, as we just said, normally, one cannot have, in those times, a hot mikveh, because the mikveh requires that we boil up, if we want to have a hot mikveh, we have to boil up the water, which would make the water into mayim shuvim. But let's say you have chamei tferia, which are naturally hot. So that could be used for a mikveh, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching, is discussing. But we have no raya that cold water is also under all, hot water is also under all circumstances. Ihachi. Continues the Gemara, if we're talking about a hot mikveh, Eimah Seifa, Amra Chanina Chasagan Kahanim, Kedai Beis Alkeinu L'Avril of Tefillah Pamachs B'Shona. The Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av, we shouldn't fast, we shouldn't go to the mikveh at all. Yeah, but so in the Mutter, but if we're going to say that on Tisha B'Av, one could go in cold water, So why is Rav Chanina Sganis Kanim saying that we may not go to the mikvah under any circumstances on Tisha B'Av? Yichetz Petzoinen, let him go to a cold mikvah. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa says that the Braisa may be speaking about in a place where they don't have a cold mikvah and a hat is the only mikvah available. But so since it's only available, that's what we're talking about. But we don't have a raya from the Braisa, what's going to be the halacha about a cold mikvah. So here we learned the halacha that one cannot have, in the time of Chazal, there was no such thing as a hat mikvah. Now, Taisus asks, why is it not possible to have a hat mikvah? He says we should be able to heat the water in a vessel and then perform hamshacha. That means if we let the water run over the ground for a distance of 3 tefachim before flowing into the pit, therefore won't be considered mayim shuvim. So Taisus answers that it seems that hamshacha does not work. And hamshacha would not remove the issue of mayim shuvim from this mikvah. Then Taisus in Masechta Temura asks a different question. That even though the halacha is that if you can't make a time mikvah by hamshacha, the halacha is that if we know a mikvah has to have, to be considered a kosher mikvah, it has to have 40 saw. So he says, if the majority of that 40 saw, 21 saw, is natural spring water, which was not put in a vessel under any circumstances, the remaining portion, the other 19 saw, can be done through hamshacha. Moreover, the Mishnah Masechta Mikvos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, teaches us that once we have 40 saw of spring water, we're allowed to pour into the mikveh as much mayim shuvim as we want. So why is there a problem to have a hat mikveh? Why doesn't ask the Lechem V'Simla? Why does our Gemara make it a statement? You have Chamei Tveria, that's when you can have a hat mikveh. Otherwise, you can't have a hat mikveh. We just gave a number of examples where you could have a hat mikveh. So the Lechem V'Simla answers that even though these examples are permissible and how to warm up a mikveh, these will only be warm mikvehs, not hot mikvehs. Because since there's such an abundance of cold water, they can never really get hot. Our Mishnah spoke about, our Gemara speaking about a hot mikveh, which is different than the Pesach Tshuva that we mentioned earlier, because the Pesach Tshuva that we mentioned earlier in our shir said that in Halacha, there's no difference between hot and lukewarm. But the Mordechai disagrees. And Mordechai agrees, says that a mikveh that was warmed up in one of the methods that we just used is anyway not permitted to be used with Rabbanan, because he says there's a gezeres mechatzos. If a mikveh is going to be warm water, it's going to be very similar to the bath that they had in a bathhouse. And people may think that you're allowed to use a bathtub instead of a mikveh. And therefore, Chazal said that we may not use a hot mikveh under any circumstances. So now, this opens up, obviously, a very important halachic discussion. And the discussion we're going to have now is, may one go to a hot mikveh? And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Reish Aleph, Sif Ein Hei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Mordechai, and the Shulchan Aruch says that yesh mi she'oisel hatu yor melei meyachama l'toicha mikveh l'chamamai, one may not pour hot water into mikveh, the kein l'malas mikveh mayim chamai l'habr l'nor b'sfas anod, or another way of making a mikveh kosher is that you have a kosher mikveh and then you have a pool of water and you have a hole connecting those two pools of water. So even though you're actually immersing yourself in the pool, which is not mikveh water, but since it's connected to the pool that is the mikveh water, it's considered as if you are immersing yourself in the mikveh, which is very commonly done in the mikvahs that we have. But according to the Mordechai, if the mikveh is warm, we have the gzeres mechatzos, and we may not go into such a mikvah. And that's why we could understand, according to the Mordechai, according to Shulchan Aruch, how we can never have a warm or hot mikvah. The Rama over there says, Yesh mekilim matirim lahatl mayim chamim lemikvah kedei lechamama. He says that those that are lenient and do allow us to pour warm water into mikvah. And the Rama says, however, Yesh lahachmer v'loy litva b'chamim, one should be machmer and not go to the mikvah in warm water. Im loy v'makim shenagu lahakol, unless this, you live in a place that there's a minig that people are lenient to this, as ein limchas b'yodam. So here we see that the Shulchan Aruch, certainly, and even the Rama, were not satisfied with going to a warm mikvah. But we know that most people, most mikvahs, are warm. And the question is, based on what are we so lenient? So I saw that there's a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, Yoridea, Soif Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, and he says, not only can we be lenient and allow one to go to a warm mikvah, but he says, I read the words, Tzorach Lizor L'chama Mikvah, that not only may we go to a warm mikvah, but we should be careful to go to a warm mikvah. And he writes, he says that the Baal HaTanya, Tzatzal, was very makbid that the mikvahs that people use should be warm mikvah. And he says, why? He says that people nowadays don't have the same physical strength as they used to have. And going to a cold mikvah, I guess particularly in the world, in the climate that they lived in, which was very cold, could be dangerous. And also, somebody who goes to the mikveh, which is very cold, and can't really stay there for any serious amount of time, won't be careful to immerse himself properly. And that takes precedence over any other consideration. And therefore says the Tzemach Tzedek, that not only are we allowed to use a warm mikveh b'zman hazeh, it's perhaps preferable. Rav Chisda said that on a tiny tzibur, one may wash himself with cold water. Says the Gemara, perhaps there's a raya against Rav Chisda. Our Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis taught us that we had the series of fast days. Three fast days, then another three fast days, and then seven fast days. And the Mishnah said that in the middle series of fast days and the last series of fast days when they were fasting because there was no rain, there are certain things we may not do besides not just eating and drinking. The Mishnah said we're not allowed to work. The Mishnah said we're not allowed to wear shoes. The Mishnah said we're not allowed to wash himself. Says the Braisa, Shamra Asa B'Malacha, when the Halacha is that one may not do Malacha, Lo'yamra El B'Yoyim. The Halacha is that we're not allowed to do work by day. Ava B'Layla Mutar. By night we're allowed to do work. Because the reason is, because the Pasuk regarding these fast days says, Kiru Atzara. So just like the people gather together by day, so too they only may not do work by day. Says Rashi, Divrei Maskil Sha'amru. From here we should learn that we know that the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, discusses, may one do Malacha on Tisha B'Av or not? Says Rashi, that discussion is only by Tisha B'Av by day. But Tisha B'Av by night, one is allowed to work. But Rashi says, Ein mefaras madover. We should not make this public. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, says, he doesn't understand. This Braisa is talking about a Tainis Tzibur. So Tainat Tzibur, as we just said, the reason one may not work on a Tainat Tzibur is based on the Pasuk of Kiru Atzora, but which we just explained doesn't apply by night. He says, the Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av is of different basis, is a different reason. The reason one is not allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av is because one should not be Masiach Das. One should not forget about fasting. And once, if that's the reason, it shouldn't make a difference by day or by night. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that the Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av is not just by day, but it's also by night. Ukshamra Asa Menilas Sandal. Furthermore, when it, the halacha we learned in the Mishnah is that one may not wear a shoe on Tainas Tzibur, Lamra Ela Be'ir, when he's in the city, Avol Bederech, if he's traveling, Mutter, then he may wear a shoe. Okay, it's a Yotzla Derech, when he starts to travel, Noyel, he puts on the shoes, Nichnas Lir, and once he gets back into the city, the halacha is Noyel. But the Magen Avraham says that of course this halacha, Magen Avraham makes 2 points. This halacha is only a person who's walking. So since it's difficult to walk, if you're not wearing leather shoes in those times, so that's why you're not allowed to wear, that's why you're allowed to put on leather shoes when you're walking. But if you're riding on a horse, it doesn't make a difference. And then the Magen Avraham also adds that even if you're allowed to put on a shoe when you're traveling, you should make the shoe uncomfortable. He says you put sand or something into the shoe to make it uncomfortable. When we speak about Shamar Osir Rechitza, when we learned that you're not allowed to wash yourself on a Tana Tzibur, it's only your entire body. Av Panav Yadav Raglav Mutter. Panav Yadav Raglav may be washed. V'kenat Demaitzi says the Brice, so is the Alokh B'menuda, where someone is put into Cherim, Ube Avil. My laugh. When the Brisa says v'kenat ha'moitzu b'menuda be'evil, live akula. It's speaking about all the halachas that we just spoke about. Or b'mayaskinen. What type of rechitz are we speaking about? Ilayim b'chamim. If we're going to say hot water, question is, ponav yodav raglav misharu, is Ovel allowed to wash his hands, his face, his feet with hot water? V'amrav sheshes, Ovel also hashet atzpa b'chamim. An Ovel's not even put his finger into hot water. Elalav, the Brice is speaking about tsoinen, cold water. And the Brice is saying that Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav in cold water is mutter on a tiny seber, and so too is the Alok by Menudah and Evel. But we see, but not Kol Gufoy. So we see that the Brice is only allowing Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav in cold water on a tiny tzibur. Whereas Rav Chisda said that the halach is that in tiny tzibur you're allowed to wash your entire body in cold water. Says the Gemara Loi. Loi Lam is speaking about Bechamin or the Kashalach. But how could we say we're talking about hot water in this Brisa? Didn't we learn? Doesn't the Brisa say that whatever the halach is on a tiny tzibur is also the halach on by an oval, and an oval we know is not allowed to wash himself in hot water, even just a finger. Says the Gemara, when the Brice was speaking about the oval and the menuda, it was talking about the sharakai. It's talking about the other halachas that are discussed in the Brice. Rechitza, an oval, and tiny zebra are different. An oval is also in chamin in any way, and tzoinen is only panav yadav raglav. But a tiny tzibur, according to Rav Chisda, will have to wash ourselves entirely with cold water. Again, ask the Gemara. Here we're saying that an oval may not wash himself in cold water, entire body. Tashma, the Brisa says, the Omer of Abba Koyim Mishim Yosei Koyim, Maisu Beis Bon of Shab Yosei Reb Chanina, Reb Yosei Reb Chanina's sons passed away, V'rochitz B'tzoinen Kol Shiva, and he washed himself in tzoin in the cold water, his entire body during the Avelis. But we're learning that during the Avelis, everybody agrees that an oval could only wash Panav Yadav Raglav in tzoinen, not his entire body. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Shtekvua Avelav Hava. What happened over there was that his two sons passed away one after the other. In other words, before he got up from the first Avelis for the first son, his second son passed away. And therefore, since it's such a situation where he hasn't had the opportunity to wash himself before he could wash himself, his second son, and he became passed away, and he became an oval immediately, that's why it's different. The Tanya, and the Gemara quotes a Brisa that teaches us that Rachmana Tzlan, Le'aleinu V'le'alechem, if there's a situation, Takfu Avelov, everything is different. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Takfu Avelov Zachazeh, if one was an oval, one after the other, one overlapped the other. Hikbet Tzaroi, if his hair grew so long, Mekel Betar, he's allowed to cut it, but not cut it in the normal circumstances, only with a towel or a razor. Mechabes Ksusoi b'mayim. And he's allowed to wash his clothing with water. And Amar Rav Chisda explains, Betar avaloi misparayim. We're only lenient that he could use a razor, but he can't use regular scissors because that's too much of the regular way of giving a haircut. And we're only being lenient because of this unfortunate, unique circumstances. B'mayim, and we allowed him to wash his clothing with water. V'loi b'nesa, v'loi b'chol. He's only allowed to use water, but he's not allowed to use any type of detergent. Again, the reason is because we're being makel, but we can't be too makel. And therefore, the halacha that we learned that one can wash, an oval can wash his entire body in cold water, is under only under this unique circumstance of takfa avelof. Amar Rava, oval mutar lichatz b'tzayin kol shiva. But Rava disagrees. And Rava holds that an oval can wash his entire body in cold water, meaning to have a best of a chemra. Just like he's allowed to eat meat, and just like he's allowed to drink wine. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Ena begeris rishoy l'navel es atzmai b'mei oval avia. Rachman al-Tzlon, we have a girl who's of marriageable age, and she becomes an oval, so the halacha is that she's not allowed to, an oval normally is supposed to act in a way that makes themselves somewhat repulsive. She should not do so because she has to be concerned about being able to get married. So according to Rashi, she has to dress in a way that would make her appealing. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says what the Gemara means to say is that she's allowed to dress in a nicer way, not that she's obligated to do so. Hanara, a young girl who's not of marriageable age, Rishol. My love, what is the halacha we're speaking about? My love, Rechitza. We're talking about washing himself. Ubamai, what type of washing? Ilema, Mechamin, it was speaking about washing in warm water. Eina begeres rishoy. How can we say that a oval we could be makel? V'amar Rav Chisda, oval also loyshed as per mechamin. Oval's not allowed to put even the smallest amount in hot water. So it's difficult to accept that the halacha would allow a begeres to wash our entire body in warm water. Elalav, what must we be saying? That we're talking about soinen. We're talking about cold water, and the halacha is that every oval is only allowed to do pun of yodav raglov in cold water, and the begeris were being lenient and were allowing her to wash her entire body in cold water. But according to Rava, Rava said that every oval is allowed to wash the entire body in cold water. Says the Gemara, the Brice is not speaking about washing. When the Brice differentiated between a begeris and a naro, the halacha is perches, kichul v'perches. We're speaking about putting on makeup, but nothing to do about washing yourself. Says the Gemara, lema masayle. Now, says the Gemara, maybe there's a riot to Rava that an oval is allowed to wash his entire body with cold water. Domer of Abba Koyim Mishem Riyosi Koyim. Mai Subban of Shem Riyosi Baruch Hanina. V'rochitz B'tzonin Kol Shiva. The Gemara goes back to the Braya that we spoke about before. The Braya that he washed himself in cold water the entire Shiva. Amri, so says the Gemara, that is not a Raya. Because as we said before, they're talking about Shetoklev's Avel Zachazah. He had two Avelas that overlapped. That's why we're lenient. The Tanya, as we learned in Amud Aleph, Rachman Tzlon, Takva Avel of Zeh Chazeh, Hech B'tzara Mekel B'tar, Mechabetz K'susa B'mayim. And Amud Rav Chizda B'tar, Avaloi B'misparayim, B'mayim, V'loi B'nesa, V'loi B'chol, V'loi B'oil. So we can't bring a raya from what Rabbi Yossi did to any other situation. Ikad Amri, but now the Gemara brings a different version of what Rava held. And according to this version, Amar Rava, oval also b'tzoyna kol shiva. Then oval is not allowed to wash his entire body in cold water during the entire avelis. Ask the Gemara, Maishna b'bos v'yayin. But why is an oval prohibited from washing his entire body, yet allowed to eat meat, and yet allowed to drink wine? Answers the Gemara, Hossam lefuche pachte David. The reason we were lenient in letting him eat meat and drink wine is only to help him forget about the pain that he's experiencing. But washing himself is a tainug. We're only allowed to do things to help him calm down emotionally. But we're not allowed to do anything that will cause, that will bring tainug. And washing the entire body, the Gemara is saying, is tainig, which is also to an oval, says the Gemara. Now what was before a question is now maybe the Gemara wants to say raya. Lema mesaile. We learned the Brisa says, ena begeris reshoi lo navel atzma. The begeris is not allowed to act that way when she's in a situation of avelis, because she needs to be appealing. Ha nara reshoi. If she would be a nara, she would be mutter. B'mai. Again, ask the Gemara, what are we speaking about? Ilam b'chamim, and we're talking about warm water. And a begaris reshoi, so we're saying that a begaris is allowed to wash herself in hot water. V'amar Rav Chisda, haven't we learned a number of times in our shiur today that Oval also lahoshet etzba b'chamim, that Oval may not put even his finger into warm water, and we therefore certainly cannot be so lenient with a begaris. Elav, we see that with tzoinen. And we're saying that the begeris is allowed to wash, that we're not so memachmer, and the begeris can wash herself. But every other ovel would not be allowed to wash themselves, even with cold water. And exactly what Rava just said, according to this version of what Rava holds, says the Gemara, that's not talking about, we're not speaking there about washing. That isn't the subject of that braisa. The braisa is speaking about Chila Perchus makeup. And the Brice is saying that an oval may not put on makeup, but a begeris may. But it's interesting, the Brice kept on differentiating between a begeris and a nara. But Rashi points out, V'ktana ena chayovis v'loi klum, that a ktana, Rachman Tzlon, has no chiyuv of avelis at all. And the question is, that the Achroinim ask, why is there no chiv avelis by a ktana because of chinuch? So the Beis Hillel in Shulchan Aruch Yerideis Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sif Vav explains. He says that the point of avelis is that the person, Rachman Tzlan, is an oval, should do tshuva, to think about how he's been acting and do tshuva. He says that doesn't apply to a ktana, and therefore he says there's no concept of chinuch by a ktana as far as Hilchas Avelis is concerned. Amar of Chizda, Zoysa Meris, this that we said that the Brice is speaking about makeup, from here we see that an oval also is called Shiva. That an oval, unless it's a begeris, as we're learning, may not wash themselves during the, may not wash their clothing during the avelis. Because washing one's clothing is similar, says Rav Chizda, to putting on makeup. Vilchasop, and the Gemara concludes with the Alocha. Oval also an oval may not wash himself, entire body, with hot or cold water. Of aval, part of yodav raglov, with just part of his body, becham an osur betzayin mutter. Aval soch, to smear oneself, I feel a kolshu osur. Even the smallest amount is osur, but says the Gemara, in la'abir azuma, if one is smearing himself, not because he's doing it for enjoyment, just to get off dirt, then the halacha is mutter, he may wash himself. So the question is, asked the Gversari, that usually sicha and rechitza travel together. And here we're learning that sicha is completely asur, but rechitza, we said, panav yada viraglov, is mutter. So answers the Gversari, when the halacha compares rechitza and sicha, it's talking about sicha and rechitza, it's talking about rechitza bechanim, rechitza in hot water. And indeed, rechitza we just learned bechanim is completely osur. And here when we're speaking about, and that's why rechitza bechanim is by an oval is completely osur, and so too is the halacha by sicha. By cold water, part of yad v'raglav would be mutter. Says the Gemara, tzlusa de tanisa, we know on a tainus we daven anenu. Ask the Gemara, Tulusa Tanisa Echem et Karina, where exactly in the tefillah do we say danenu? Ad Berei, Rabbi Yehuda, Larisak Berei. So the Mefarshim Rashi says, Adbere means that he showed him kavod. I saw another pshat that Rav Yaakov Enron suggests that that was the day that he was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And since that was the day that he was appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva, that's what the Gemara means, Adbere. Adbere, Rav Yitzchak, Rehudah Yitzchak Berei, V'darash Yoch, Shekibel of Tainus, if an individual accepted upon himself a Tainus, Mispalel Shatainus, he says the Tefillah of a Tainus, Ve'echen Amroi, and says, and he said, where in the Tefillah do we say it? He said, Ben Goyel L'Roifei, between the bracha of Goyel Yisrael and Roifei, and Roifei Chayli Amo Yisrael. So I saw a number of explanations, why is it said specifically in that place? Because the Beis Yosef says that just like we know the pasuk says Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali in Tehillim, and then afterwards it says Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So we see that whenever we mention Geula, that's what we're supposed to mention right afterwards, any special tefillah. The Ravya gives a different explanation. He says the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, when it speaks about the order of the tefillahs, the Gemara over there says that all the brachas have a natural connection, but there is no natural connection between the bracha of Goyel Yisrael and Roifei. And since there is no natural connection between these two brachas, that's a place for we can make a good we can add this insertion. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Yitzchok, v'chi yochid koivei bracha l'atzmai, can somebody add a bracha to Shemoneh Esrei? Ella Amar Yitzchok, therefore Rav Yitzchok says the place to say it is b'shemei tefillah, and mila shemei tefillah, one should insert the aneinu, v'ken Amar Rav Sheshes, and that is the halacha, one should say it in mila of the shemei tefillah. And Taisa says that when one inserts aneinu in the shemei tefillah, he doesn't end that bracha of aneinu with its own bracha. We end the bracha like we always end the bracha at Hashem shemei tefillah, but we just insert it in the bracha as an extra tefillah that we're davening in that time. Maisvei asked the Gemara that Rabbi Yitzchak said that we don't add this as a bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Maisvei, we learned in the Braisa, ein ben yochel tzibur. There's no difference between a yochid and a tzibur and a tiny tzibur. As Shazam spal tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, that the yochid says Shemoneh Esrei. Now actually the Shemoneh Esrei all year round has 19 brachas. But we say 18 brachas because it's started off with 18 brachas. Even though afterwards they added the bracha of Olam Malshinen, it has the name Shemoneh Esrei. So the yochid says the regular Shemoneh Esrei, the Zeh, and the Tzibur says Tsha Esrei, 19 brachas. My Yochid, so asks the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean when it said there's a difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur? My Yochid and my Tzibur. What is meant when it said a Yochid, and what is meant when it said a Tzibur? Ilay mi Yochid, Mamish. Yochid means when an individual is davening. The Tzibur means Shlich Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Hani Tsha Esrei? The Shlich Tzibur on a fast day doesn't say the regular Shemoneh Esrei plus one bracha. Esrim v'arba hava, as we're going to learn, Mitzvah Shem, there were six extra brachas added to the Shemoneh Esrei on his Tainat Tzibur. Elav, Hachkamer, how must we understand the Braisa? Ein ben yochid the kibbal of Tainas Yochid. There's the difference between a yochid that accepted upon himself a Tainas Yochid. Le yochid shekibbal of Tainat Tzibur versus a yochid who accepted himself a Tainat Tzibur. El shezem espalol Shemoneh Esrei. The yochid who accepted upon himself a fast day, which will be considered a Tainas Yochid, davens the regular Shemoneh Esrei, v'zeh, and if the yochid accepted upon himself a tainus tzibur, mishpal chesrei adds a bracha. Shmamino, so we see that even a yochid who's saying Shemoneh Esrei on a tainus tzibur, kaveya bracha latzmai, adds a bracha and doesn't just insert it in Shemei Tefillah. Answers the Gemara, loy, lo'aylam emlach shlich tzibur. We're speaking about the shlich tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Shlich Tzibur doesn't just add one bracha. With the Kakashalach, Shlich Tzibur Eser V'Arba Matzli. The Shlich Tzibur says six extra brachas. Says the Gemara, here we're talking about B'Shalosh Tanis Rishonis, the first three fast days of the series of fast, the Lekem Eser V'Arba, that we don't say that many, we don't add six brachas. Ask the Gemara, V'loi, Is that true that we don't add those six extra brachas during all the fast days that are fasted because of a shortage of rain? Ask the Gemara, v'ein ben ketani. The Braisa says that there's no difference. The Braisa says, ein ben shalosh rishonosh l'shalosh shemtzoyis. There's no difference between the first three fast days in this series and the last three fast days in the series. Ela be'elu matar b'asiyas melacha. During the first three fast days, we may work. And be'elu, during the middle ones, asur b'asiyas melacha. Ha, isn't that indicate? Esen v'arba, regarding adding the six extra brachas, all the fast days, zevezeh shavim. So how can we say we're speaking about the shliach tzibur? Answers, the Gemara, tani v'shayir. That's not true. The Braisa didn't mention all the differences there are between the first three fast days and the other fast days. The Braisa spoke about work, but there's other differences, and that is in the saying of the extra six brachas. Says the Gemara, whenever we answer this answer, Tanu v'Shayir, that the list is not exhaustive, it has to be more than one difference. Ask them, my Shayir, the high Shayir. You have to show me anything else that was left out. The Tana would not have just left out one halacha. For that one halacha, he would have included it. The Su, look at the words of the Braisa, asked the Gemara. Ein bank tani. There's no other difference. Says the Gemara, Tana b'sura kamayri. This focus of this Braisa is about what is permitted or prohibited on a fast day. But tefilas loy mayri. It's not focused on the davening, but of course, there is a difference. During the first fast days, we don't add the brachas. During the other fast days, we do. With the Braisa is talking about what is the difference between the first three fast days and the second three fast days. And indeed, we don't say the extra six brachas, not by the first three fast days, but by the second three fast days either. And that's why the Braisa didn't mention that difference, because the extra brachas are only inserted in the last seven fast days. Ask the Gemara, Veloy, is that true? During the middle fast days, we don't say the extra six brachas. V'tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Ein bein sholosh shniyas l'shev achroinus. There are no differences. El shev'ele masriyan. During the last seven fast days, we do masriyan, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah the next year. Noilan es chanuyos, we close the shops. Halachot v'reim, regarding all other halachas, the middle fast days and the last fast days, zev zeh shavim. V'chitema, again, the Gemara wants to suggest, Hachnam Tanav Shayir, that actually we don't say it the mill fast days. The Braisa just didn't bother mentioning that halacha. Says the Gemara, how can we say so? For Ein Bank Tani, that there are no other differences. V'tizbra, asked the Gemara, is that really a question? V'tizbra, Ein Bank Dafka, for Shayir, we see that the Tana left out a different halacha. The halacha of Teva. The halacha is, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, in Mitzvah Shem, then during the last fast days, they used to take out the Aron Kodesh to the town square. But that's only during the last seven fast days, not during the middle fast days. So we see that Ein Bein is not Dafka. It says, when Imishim Teva, if that's what you want to show as the proof that the Braisa is not mentioning all the differences, Lav Shiurihu. Because Mila de Tzunik Tani, we're only speaking about things that happen in private, in the shul, or in the home. Mila de Esrasya, the taking the Teva to the street, which happens publicly, Loik Tani. Says the Gemara. So now that we've proven that during the middle of Taneisim, we say the extra six brachas. Says the Gemara, Omer of Ashashi, Mesnisa Namideka, that loch is that we do say the extra brachas during the middle three fast days. The Tanima Elu, Yisera Salashinus, the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis taught us what makes the last fast days different than the middle fast days. Elba Elu Masriyan, during the last fast days we do Masriyan. Noilan Asachnuis close the stores. Av b'chol d'vrayim, regarding all other halachas, zevezeh shavim. Clearly an indication that during the middle six fast days, we do say the extra six brachas. V'chi tema, and again you'll want to suggest that our Mishnah, Tana v'shayir, says, Ma elu k'tani. The Mishnah says elu. Elu means these, to the exclusion of any other differences. V'tizbra, asked the Gemara, Ma elu b'dafkahu. Is our Mishnah really being exact? Because we see that our Mishnah is not Exact. For Shaila Teva, the taking out the Orin, which is done during the last fast days, not during the middle fast days. It says the Gemara, Imishum Teva, if you want to say the difference is the Teva, Lav Shiruhu. We haven't even begun speaking about that halacha. That halacha is only going to be introduced in the next perek. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to look at the halacha, the reason we're not speaking about the difference between the middle fast days and the first fast days, because we're not focused on the six brachas. The Torah Lebi the Pirka is going to be discussed in the next perek. So we go back to the question, my havala, what is the halacha regarding anenu? Amrav Shmuel bar Troy, v'ken Amrav Chibar Ashi, Amrav, Ben Goyal Yisrael, Ben Goyal L'Roifei. We insert it as a new bracha. Vashi Amar, Rav Yanei, B'Rei, Rav Yishmol, B'Shmei Tfila. Then we insert it in Shmei Tfila, and that is the halacha, that when a Yochid davens on a fast day, he says it B'Shmei Tfila.